walking the bridge to the Sage at Gateshead, and I'm walking with Conrad Wolfram of a well-known computational... Oh, God, you tell me what it is.
Computational knowledge engine, Wolfram Alpha. And that's the way you get new information out, not just search what's already on the web. You generate new ideas, find out new facts, new things that nobody else did, rather than just taking everybody else's and trying to do the best you can with that.
So where is everybody using Wolfram Alpha the most?
It's really a wide range of areas. Anywhere where people want sort of quantitative or even qualitative information. So got a lot of journalists using it, got a lot of sort of technical people, as you might expect, educational people. But we've also got, just general public looking up things about, what was their breakfast? How many calories did it have in it? What's the weather on my vacation in 3 weeks' time in such and such a place? So all of those things are possible. And the idea is we suck in the knowledge, make it computable, and then you work out new results potentially from that. And so we have a big engine, which is our Mathematica engine that we've built for many, many years, which is underlying technology that allows us to do this.
And today, Thinking Digital, you're going to be concentrating on Mathematica, is that right?
No, it's going to be a mixture of all of our technologies, actually. And I've entitled it Computation Meets Knowledge, Marriage of the Future, because I think at the moment we've got an overload of knowledge. And the problem many years ago was not enough information. Now we've got too much. But we need to be able to actually use that and find the information out of that that we really want.
This is like really clever filtering.
It's more than that, because it's actually computing new ideas from it. So potentially, you can ask it a question where there's something completely new that comes out. But it's not just that. It's also linguistically asking the question in your own language rather than the computer's. And it's also getting results out that are interactive, not just dead. So the idea that you can kind of mix the interactivity of apps with documents as an everyday thing, that somehow instead of just making, having knowledge that's static, you can have, active results that are sufficiently easy to produce that you bother to do it on a regular basis.
Was its need that it was born out of, has this evolved over the time? Are people using it for completely different things now?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of these things where, you don't map out all the possible uses before you start. It kind of evolves, and I think one of the things that surprised us is, our core is math originally, maths, and, so we're very used to that, but people are using... just simple things like being able to type non-syntactic math stuff in easily has been a real, real hit. And we didn't really expect that, because to us that was kind of obvious and easy. We were all more excited about the fancier linguistics.
I'm desperate to ask it the question, how much more tired am I going to be whilst talking and walking?
We're not doing too badly up these steps at the moment. We'll have to calculate the calories we're burning.
Something I'm particularly interested after a very large Eggs Benedict. I'm looking forward to today's talk. Thank you very much indeed. We're approaching the glorious looking building that we're going to be spending most of the day today. What do you hope to get out of... What do you hope people get out of your talk, and what do you hope to get out of the day?
I mean, I'm excited by laying out some of our vision for the future of computation and why it's sort of an important future aspect. So I'm excited to see how people react to that. And, it's nice to be here and with good Geordie zeal to get that reaction and to get some new perspectives on things.
Thank you so much. Last few steps. And we're there. Thanks a lot, comrade.